Hi there, beautiful listeners. Do you ever find yourself in the kitchen reaching for a treat even when you're not really hungry? Or maybe you've caught yourself at the bottom of a chip bag wondering, what just happened? If this sounds like you, you're certainly not alone. Today, we're going to crack the code on the whys behind our eating habits. It's these hidden reasons that often sabotage our weight goals and leave so many women feeling stuck. We're diving deep to shift our perspective and follow a new path forward, a journey to reclaim your self-confidence, feel fantastic in your skin, and love the person smiling back at you in the mirror. I'm Patty Pelko, your guide with a PhD in biology, and this is Unleash Your Metabolic Power. Use science to conquer weight. Here, we blend science-backed metabolic strategies with the wisdom of real-life stories for women 45 and up. So let's get ready to peel back the layers on what's really driving our food choices and discover the steps to take control. Our last conversation about the top five obstacles to being consistent resonated with many of you, becoming the most popular episode to date. So let's keep that momentum going and now take the next steps on how to be more consistent by zooming in on one of the biggest hurdles from that list, identifying the real reasons why we eat. If you missed the last episode, no worries. It's lined up for you to enjoy next with four other challenges to unpack. But right now, let's dive into the heart of our eating habits and unearth some truths that might just be the breakthrough you've been searching for, like it was for Jamie. I'm going to share her story because it shows how getting to the root of why we eat can help you hit a consistency home run. Now, not fully understanding all the reasons why we eat is something that I am intimately familiar with. Several years ago, I did an elimination diet to unravel potential food sensitivities. This diet was incredibly restrictive, just chicken and rice for weeks and months on end. And though I wouldn't recommend such a restrictive approach now, it was an eye-opening experience. It revealed to me the many, many reasons we eat besides hunger. You've heard about a lot of them: boredom, stress, habit, fatigue, just to name a few. But the most surprising one for me was craving specific sensations in my mouth, whether it was the rich, sweet burst of chocolate melting with the creamy coolness of ice cream, or the satisfying crunch of a salty potato chip. These experiences were about more than just taste. They were about sensation. In Japan, there's a term for this, kuchisabashi, or lonely mouth. Now, I'm probably mispronouncing this, so if I am, please forgive me. But it perfectly describes one of the reasons many people eat, because kuchisabashi is the desire to feel something in your mouth. I was astonished to realize how often I ate driven by kuchisabashi. But my story is just one of many, and it's not unique to me. It turns out that in the United States, research indicates a whopping 80% of eating happens for reasons other than hunger. This statistic shows how important it is to understand our motivations behind the bites we take. This understanding is so crucial that I want to share with you Jamie's story. Jamie's journey is not only inspirational, but also a powerful testament to just how complex our eating habits are. And it just might show you the path forward toward your own weight goals. Now, Jamie is a remarkable woman I've had the privilege of working with. Her story is one that so many of us can relate to. She struggles to resist tempting foods. This battle has been both big and frustrating for her. She doesn't want to live a life without any treats, but often a single bite sends her spiraling into eating far more than she intended. She used to feel defeated, almost as if she lacked willpower. But as we dived deeper into her story, we uncovered a deep emotional connection. Jamie confided in me about her childhood, where treats were forbidden. Now, as an adult, she finds it incredibly hard to say no to herself. It feels like each time she denies herself a treat, she's reliving those childhood moments of feeling undeserving. She was stuck in this painful cycle. Every no felt like a reminder of her unworthiness, but every yes derailed her progress and affected her metabolism. In addition, Jamie had another fear behind saying no to tempting foods. She was worried it might trigger her all-or-nothing mindset, which, as we explored in our last episode, is a major roadblock to being consistent. The idea of imposing limits on herself felt like self-punishment, like she was her own harshest critic, enforcing rules that stripped away life's joys. This feeling isn't unique to Jamie. Many amazing women I work with share this sentiment. They can often see setting boundaries as a harsh internal drill sergeant rather than embracing a supportive ally. Now, Jamie's concerns reminded me of a student I taught when I was a science teacher. Kaylee and her mom, Leslie, have a story that many of us can resonate with. Years back, after a tough divorce, Leslie found herself a single parent for young Kaylee. Leslie's ex-husband was often critical and distant, leaving Kaylee feeling unloved and unworthy. Leslie, witnessing her daughter's pain, did what any loving mother would do. She tried to fill that void. She showered Kaylee with gifts, love, and did everything to make her feel cherished. It came from a place of pure love and protection. But as we often find in life, even our best intentions can have unexpected outcomes. Kaylee started showing signs of struggling in school. She was pushing boundaries. And when Leslie asked Kaylee to take on tasks, Kaylee would start but not follow through, knowing Leslie would step in. It seemed like a dream scenario for a kid. No chores, no limits. But here's the catch. As humans, we inherently need some structure, some expectations to rise to. As John C. Maxwell observed, people rise and fall to meet your level of expectations for them. In an environment without expectations, Kaylee subconsciously felt that she wasn't capable or worthy of meeting them, which impacted her self-esteem and growth. Leslie's journey and Kaylee's response highlight a powerful truth about boundaries. Far from being a punishment, they're a form of care and love. They show belief in a person's abilities and potential. When we set boundaries, we're not just saying, "This is what I expect of you." We're saying, "I believe in you and your capacity to achieve great things." This realization, though it might seem counterintuitive, can be profoundly liberating and empowering, not just for children, but for all of us in all aspects of our lives, including our health and wellness journey. When Jamie and I reflected on Leslie and Kaylee's story, something clicked for her. She saw how not setting limits not only affected Kaylee's development, but also her own journey towards her weight goals. Jamie realized that constantly indulging her inner 8-year-old was at odds with her dreams as an adult. This led to a life-changing moment for Jamie. She began to see 8-year-old Jamie not as a weakness, but as an important part of herself that needed attention and care. Before this, Jamie blamed herself for a perceived lack of willpower. However, understanding the science behind self-criticism, how blame and shame can not only stop our progress, but can also demotivate us and make us give up, was a game changer. She stopped labeling herself as the enemy and instead called that part of her that wanted treats 8-year-old Jamie. Seeing the child inside of herself allowed her to approach her needs with empathy rather than judgment. This new perspective was transformative. The week after our breakthrough, life tested Jamie's resolve. Her partner brought home peach turnovers, and a friend gave her chocolate-covered almonds. Now, in the past, these treats would have been gone in an instant. But now Jamie found the strength to savor them over time, balancing her inner child's delight with her adult goals. This shift in mindset was about more than just food. It was about self-compassion and balance. Jamie started enjoying her treats in moderation, appreciating them without overindulging. Her journey is a testament to the power of understanding and nurturing all parts of ourselves. Now, as Jamie put it, I can enjoy anything I want in moderation and still lose weight. I love it. It's not just a diet change, it's a life change. This new path forward honors both her past and paves the way for a healthier, happier future. So, how can you use Jamie's story to be more consistent in your weight loss? Remember that understanding the whys behind your eating habits is a vital step towards making lasting changes. And it's really important to note that for so many women, eating is about more than just willpower. And it's here that a lot of people get stuck. They think that they just don't have the willpower to be consistent in how they're eating. This is what Jamie used to say, that she just wasn't strong enough. Another client of mine even joked that they needed to get their head out of their butt. Their words, not mine. But here's the thing. They kept saying this week after week. This pattern shows that you might be stuck and what you're currently doing isn't working for you. If you find yourself repeating the same self-criticism, it's not a lack of willpower. Instead, it's a signal to approach yourself with compassion and understanding. It means that you need to ask yourself, why are you eating? And what is this part of you trying to communicate? While we've uncovered some important insights today, remember this is just the beginning. If you're looking for more specific strategies tailored to your unique journey or even where to start, that's where coaching can make a difference. In my programs, we dive much deeper and create personalized plans that resonate with your life and goals. And if you haven't already, be sure to listen to the last episode on the top 5 challenges to being consistent. It's filled with more eye-opening insights that are pieces to the puzzle that we've talked about today. If this episode sparked something inside you, if you're feeling that nudge to explore deeper and truly transform your relationship with food and yourself, I'm here to help. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. To take that first empowering step, visit metabolismreset.co and sign up for my email list. You'll not only get a free guide on how to revitalize your metabolism, but you'll also receive weekly science-backed tips, personalized strategies, and motivational insights, all tailored to support your unique path to weight loss. Joining my email list is more than just getting advice. It's about discovering solutions that resonate with you, especially when generic one-size-fits-all approaches just don't cut it. And finally, I want to leave you with this thought. every step you take towards understanding yourself better, towards nurturing both your body and soul, is a step towards a happier, more confident, and energized you. Your journey is unique and it's beautiful, and I'm honored to be a part of it. I believe in your capacity to achieve great things. Thank you for joining me today on Unleash Your Metabolic Power. Use science to conquer weight. Remember, you have the power to transform your life one choice at a time. Stay beautiful, stay strong, and until next time, keep embracing your story with courage and love. And as always, know that you are absolutely fantastic. Bye.